there could be something exciting on the tip of your tongue. Not a clever thought or prescient remark, but it might impress all the same. A company called Steel Skin is stretching the limits of what jewelry looks good against the pink backdrop of the average human tongue. Of course, nothing says I love you like a diamond tongue stud, but who doesn't have one of those at this point? Steel Skin of Southern California, somehow we suspected they weren't in Ohio, offers a full line of tongue jewelry, and the general manager of Steel Skin, Jim Schneiders, joins us from the studios of KPBS in San Diego. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm taking a look at the September issue of Spin Magazine. A nice young woman is there with, I guess it's a glowing barbell.
Right, that's called a glow stick. It's something that you might find at a theme park, for example. One cracks it, passes it through the ball on the top of the tongue, and it stays glowing, luminescent for the next 3 or 4 hours.
How do you eat a club sandwich with that on your tongue?
You know, I'm not sure if any of the young ladies wearing that type of a device, knowing that it's only going to be on for 4 hours, is going to go off to a deli. Rather, they are likely going out to a party. They'll go to a concert. Yeah. They'll go to some nightlife location, a club, and that's where they're extending their tongues and drawing attention.
Mm-hmm. I've heard tell you've got devices that, you know, do stuff.
Yeah, sure. Actually, the one that we're most excited about is our Strobe Studs product. And what the Strobe Studs product does is, through it as an electrical device, driven by two watch batteries in a housing, through an integrated circuit, drives 2 or 4 LEDs. And those LEDs, once they're charged by the batteries, strobe randomly.
I understand you've got a piece of jewelry that vibrates.
Really, it's a very simple technology. It's going to be easy to take something very similar to a pager vibrating device, which is a spinning weight, and include that in this device.
I could pretend to ask you why would somebody want a vibrator installed on their tongue, but in fact, if we can just be adults, I can imagine why they would want that.
Yes, yes.
Let me see if I can recover any sense of dignity. Can you talk with this and some of the stuff in your mouth?
Yeah, the state of the art for the last year has been that glow stick, and the glow stick is fairly cumbersome. It's about an inch and a half in length. That device is particularly difficult to have an exchange of conversation at a club, whereas our Strobe Studs product will be just slightly larger than a quarter inch in diameter, and just makes it a lot easier to have a conversation at the club.
What would happen if two people wearing similar devices were to kiss, as happens among adolescents?
That would be shocking. I think probably be the... No, because they are watertight, because they don't have any interconnectivity externally, that wouldn't be a problem at all. If they had braces, however, there would be a concern.
Oh, sure. I mean,
no, not necessarily with our product, but rather the interlocking.
Oh, yeah, right. Issue. No. This is an old one. I know.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You mentioned using beeper technology, the vibrating beeper technology, to perhaps work on a piece of tongue jewelry that would be the same. I'm wondering, is that a way of expanding your market, actually installing beepers in the tongue?
If you promise not to pursue the patent on that, then we'll get right on it. Yeah, I think that because of the smallness of the technology that we're even using on the Strobe Studs product, it's very easy to see that these things could communicate.
You could have like one of those little, voice chips, which when they got paged, could repeat the number, you know, or just
there
say,
we go.
You've got mail, or something like that.
Our applications are available if you're looking to get out of public radio. You have a brilliant mind for our product.
Thank you very much, Mr. Well, good. No need to be a lousy wage slave in broadcasting, is it? I'm glad we had this encounter. Mr. Schneiders, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Jim Schneiders is the general manager of Steel Skin Incorporated in Poway, California.